Right now, panel, it's time for... Wait, wait, don't tell me. Special election coverage. America chooses the candidate it hates slightly less. Here are some questions for you about the upcoming midterms. So we take you now to Texas, to the race for state controller, where the Democratic candidate has come under intense fire because he accused his GOP opponent of being a pornographer because 16 years ago she dared to do what?
Wear a bikini.
No.
She didn't wear her bikini. Oh, yeah. At least she could wear a bikini.
She dared what? She
got undressed for a medical checkup.
She allowed there to be kind of naked statues in art museums in Texas.
No, although that has been an issue, as you know. No, that's not quite right. I'll try to give you a hint. In this case, the cover had a sort of pictured a sinewy Tom DeLay embracing Ann Coulter in a peasant dress.
The cover did?
The cover.
She published
a
magazine.
No, not a magazine.
A book.
A book. What kind of book?
A romance book.
A romance novel. Yes, exactly right.
Well, those are the sounds that are often made.
What was that, Mo? You're, no, she's trying to think. You're behind her going...
No, I just felt her moving
was
closer
it good
to
for
it.
You, Mo?
Anyway, back in 1990, GOP controller candidate Susan Combs published A Perfect Match, your very typical flowery romance novel. But this is what her Democratic opponent, Fred Head, that's his name.
Wow. Oh, that's in the special section.
Fred Head wrote this on his website, quote, her record of writing, having published and selling a pornographic book, clearly shows that Susan Combs is a two-faced hypocrite who is obviously more concerned with her literary career and seeing her name in print than the morals of the young people of Texas who are exposed to her 300-page book, unquote. So this caused, as you might imagine, a huge backlash, mainly from readers and writers of romance novels in Texas. He was last seen being dragged off by a mob of 50-year-old women in house dresses, egged on by an enraged Fabio. Roy, Congressman Kurt Weldon of Pennsylvania is in a spot of trouble. Right before the election, the Justice Department revealed it's investigating whether he used his influence to steer millions of dollars of lobbying money to his own daughter. Well, Weldon's not taking this lying down. And in his defense, he claims who is actually responsible for his troubles?
Bill Clinton.
Yes, exactly right. Who else?
Yeah.
Weldon says...
When they raided the house, was Bill there? No.
Apparently, when they raided the house of his daughter, yes. Bill was there directing the agents. No, he says that the investigation was caused somehow by Clinton, as well as Clinton's former national security advisor, Sandy Berger, former assistant attorney general Jamie Gorelick, and of course... the little men who live in his underwear drawer and keep hiding his favorite boxer briefs. Later in the week, this is true, Weldon said he talked to an FBI agent who had proof, that his Democratic opponent was behind the news of the investigation being leaked. Well, the newspaper called up the agent, and the agent says that his, quote, proof was actually, and again, this is true, a comment made by a guy in his gym he only knows by the nickname Grumpy.